This is Senator Al Simpson. I know Ted Kennedy just can't stand it, but American families really have seen their incomes rise under the Reagan-Bush administration. We'll face off in a moment. Ted, you voted against the Ronald Reagan tax cuts in 1981, and you have been one of his toughest critics when it comes to all of his economic policies. So I know you must be saddened to learn that, since 1983, family income has been going right on up. It's increased nearly 12% over the past 5 years. Just last month, the Census Bureau gave family income figures for 1987. The median family income, adjusted for inflation, is $30,853, a record high. Black and Hispanic families have also seen their incomes rise. The Reagan-Bush team did put the skids on inflation. They did cut taxes and cut interest rates, and America has prospered. That's why America always flips the dial on your tired old song of gloom and doom.
Al, wake up and smell the coffee. It's facts and truth, not gloom and doom. Simpson prosperity is to real prosperity as fool's gold is to real gold. You've built a house of cards, Al, a house of credit cards. You robbed the future and gone into hock to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. Reaganomics has been a reckless 8-year eat, drink, and be merry binge. Sooner or later, every citizen in the country knows we'll have to pay the piper. Even Pollyanna Al Simpson can't make chicken salad of Reaganomics. And George Bush wants to give us more of the same? Give me a break, Al. His only major economic proposal is a wonderfully Republican idea to reduce the capital gains tax for the rich. That may be good for his fat cat friends who clip coupons on their bonds, but the hard-working citizens of this country can't afford to be clipped again by another round of voodoo economics. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on maternity leave for working mothers. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.